I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, and none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Mann and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. So let's get personal with Martha Stewart.
Oh, what kind of underwear does she wear? That's what you said, right?
Woman's 82.
Well, I said she doesn't wear granny panties, but what does she wear? You mentioned underwear.
Well, that's what panties are.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That is true, Matt. I'll give you a ding.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't wear underwear.
What does she wear, Paige?
Instead, you heard right, Dad. She wears bathing suits in case she wants to go swimming.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I just think maybe this is a little endorsement for her. She says, quote, "I don't wear any of that structured stuff. No tight lace, no Skims for Martha. But I love Skims. I think they serve a very good purpose. But I don't wear those. I only wear airy bathing suits under my clothes."
Oh, wow.
She worked in
two
plugs.
You think that might be an endorsement? Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I mean, they're cute bathing suits. I'm looking at them right now, but I don't see her wearing them.
Basically, she doesn't wear underwear.
No, she wears bikinis underneath there, I guess.
Woman's 82, and we can't stop talking about her nether regions. Good for her.
She looked pretty good in that pool selfie she took. I can't remember if she was topless or just shoulders. Did you see that one?
No, I don't follow her.
No, it was a big news.
It was. Let's see if I can find it. I remember it was several years ago. We talked about it on the show. It was very popular. I happen to remember that photo.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, okay, well, people are trying to recreate it, and that's where everything just goes all to hell. Oh. Like, Martha Stewart looks better than Chelsea Handler in this picture.
I mean, she's an attractive lady, definitely. I'll give her that.
Yeah, Chelsea Handler looks like a villain from something.
She looks like hell.
What happened?
Compared to Martha Stewart.
She's like a human being person.
And more power, you know, maybe she's got a nice pool and she's always going swimming. We don't know.
I don't see her going swimming, like, enough to where you can't wear underwear.
Or that you're always like, oh, gosh, let me just take off my blue jeans. Or she's probably wearing clam diggers.
They get in the sport.
She's out there in her culottes, like, oh, man, I want to go swimming. I'm just going to take my pants off here.
Mm-hmm.
Water's so warm.
Mm.
You know, maybe
it feels good, doesn't it, Calvin? That's Snoop Dogg's real name.
Oh. I mean, I can see her sporting the bikini and the skorts if she lived at, like, you know, a golf club or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, you play golf in the morning, then you can just jump in the pool in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's her life. Makes sense to me.
Wow. Ladies who play golf. That's
or tennis.
What's up, Dottie?
What's up, Dottie Pepper? What's up, Gigi Fernandez?
There you go.
Now, here's something. This thing. Many others. Page six. Martha says Eminem is her favorite rapper.
Oh.
She says, here's a quote. I just love his music. He's a genius. He was the first rapper I paid attention to.
Damn.
Genius.
She's been around from the beginning, like old Boombada and Rakim and Public Enemy.
Oh, yeah. And she probably like was part of Sugar Hill Gang.
She was. She was.
Jump on it.
That's why they had matching outfits.
Yeah. Can you imagine? It's like she slept with Rick James back in the 70s and no one knew.
Maybe she did. Now she makes shoes with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, they got shoes?
Skechers.
Yeah, he's got his Skechers. She's in on that, too. They're both in on Skechers.
They kicked Joe Montana out?
I don't think so.
No, Howie Long, Joe Montana, and Snoop, Martha Stewart, and there's another woman. I actually read an article about that the other day. They're killing it right now.
They are.
I always thought Skechers was kind of like a joke, but like they're killing it.
They're making a ton of money.
I don't know what that demo is. I guess the older crowd.
People with bad freaking feet.
People got they kill it on the work shoes, the Skechers work stuff. They make wide sizes, so they got me.
I bought a pair of Merrell boots. They were high, but God bless, it's like walking on air, man.
Man, I had a pair of
like work boot kind of shoes.
I had a pair of Merrells I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah.
Hard to break in.
They're the right size.
Yeah. I didn't like them.
Yeah.
I need stock tips before.
Everybody's feet's different.
Yeah, that's true.
Our boat. Well,
both feet
are both feet the same, like on a person.
No, one's right and one's left. They point different ways. Ooh, they're supposed to.
Suck up.
No, but I mean, like, you know,
same size. I mean, is it like the boobs? Like women's boobs are not the same size or feet.
Maybe? Some people do have to buy shoes in separate sizes. I've read about that.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, the one I'm thinking of was two sizes off. Like, he had like a 9 or 11 on one, like an 11 or 13 on another.
Oh, that must suck. You have to buy
I wish for my grandma's sake there was all these technology with feet back then, man. Like I've said before, her toes were all smushed together. It looked like eagle's talon kind of.
Oh, and then like hammer toes.
Her heel looked like biscuits, like a literal breakfast biscuit.
She wore her shoes
hammer
too
toes.
Small.
They all did.
She did.
Yeah. All the women from that generation had this knobby feet.
Yeah. Looked like bird feet.
They're like a goat hoof, kind of
like
like cloven feet.
Yeah,
bound,
but heels like biscuits.
Yeah,
they're flat because of the headboards. Was it mashed against them?
Oh my God! All right, well, let's talk about what happened in Louisville, Kentucky.
They were poor; they didn't have headboards.
That's right.
We're in Indiana, man.
Popcorn ceiling.
I'm not sure this guy was all there.
You don't think he was all there?
No, because he was arrested Wednesday after he allegedly tried to buy a Porsche from the dealership with a $78 million check.
That's an expensive car.
Yeah. Well,
that's a hell of a scheme to get some money back, ain't it?
Uh-huh. Well, he was hoping to buy this new Porsche, and the dealership employees refused to sell it to him. His name is, what is his name? Sorry.
Douche balloon, maybe?
No.
Canoe, perhaps?
Canoe.
Anyways. His Not name even is an attempt. Connor James Litka. He's 21 years of age.
Litka.
So he refused to leave until the dealership sold him this Porsche and scared that he might do something reckless. The employees called the police and he was arrested. But
I don't want to call a kid a douche. I kind of feel bad now.
You know, what are you going to call him?
Something troubled.
Like, troubled.
Troubled youth.
Troubled youth.
He probably should take a math class.
He also attempted a similar thing before at the Land Rover dealership. He tried to buy a Land Rover for a $12 million check.
I like to have one of those. Neville will be able to afford one.
Ellen Neville.
I like to have one.
Dude, Marzuka got one, and I told
I don't want to steal it from him.
Oh, man, it's nice. It's real, real.
I'm like, I'm going to get a chicken sandwich from him. I'm going to take his keys.
You should do it.
You should. Man.
Wait for him to take a nap, sneak in there and take the keys.
It'd be hard to get to the keys. I've seen where the keys are.
Yeah, the keys aren't where you think they'd be.
No.
They actually put them in the car.
They aren't exactly accessible. Unless you remember to fold down the visor
in the car. That'd be a great place to put them, actually.
Yeah.
Nobody would think of it.
Nowadays, nobody would think to look under the visor.
But
the,
we're just kidding about that, too. Don't break the wind.
We are just joking. Visor. That is not true.
He keeps them all on a big keychain in his pocket.
Yep, in his own pocket. But, yeah, I mean.
It's like a security guard at a school.
There's got to be something wrong with this because nobody's dumb enough to think you can go past $78 million check, get a portion of the refund.
There's something wrong with
this. Like, give me a portion of the difference in cash.
Well, yeah, but I've like at Walmart and places, I've heard people behind me, they'll say, hey, do you do cash back? And if they say no, then they leave. Like, is that a scam or they just don't have an ATM card or something?
I guess this isn't going to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like an extra stop?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like it'd be the way to, if you had like a stolen debit card or something, it'd be the way to get
cash
to run it as credit and get cash back, maybe, and so you don't have the PIN number to get an ATM. It'd be the way to get cash on.
Because if you got the tap now,
yeah,
if it's under a certain amount of money, it seems like they won't even ask for a PIN code.
Sometimes not, yeah.
You still got the claw? Let's get the claw and start grabbing people's bill phones.
I told you, gave it back to Mary.
Damn it.
She's out doing that now, Cleveland Park.
Yeah, she's out robbing people blind.
Don't tell her. She's wearing a wig.
I'm going to get your bill phone.
I'm going to get your bill phone.
She'd give it back, though. She's like, you need to be more careful of people with claws trying to get your bill phone.
So drop her purse. They bend over to get it and swoop.
Yeah.
Got your wallet. I'm going to donate 10% of this to church now. Don't you worry.
Net. Please, the net.
It's the net. It's the gross, not the net. My bad. Oof. 10% of your gross.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. When I realized that as an adult, mm-hmm. when I did tithe, I don't tithe to a church per se, but I didn't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like say, let me go back and tithe on what I thought should have been tithe.
Yeah.
You know? That makes sense.
Yeah. Did you increase it every year?
It doesn't say in the Bible. It says 10% of what you make.
The way to remember that is God comes before government.
Yes. Yeah. And followed by guns, then family.
Mm-hmm.
Or it depends what your two is, you know.
Yeah.
There I go this hour, too. God!
But if God comes for government, then that tithe comes out of your gross.
Right.
Do they specify what type of bread he was breaking off in the Bible?
Unleavened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if it's pumpernickel or...
No.
No. You would think rye, right?
Yeah. I know he bit the head off a herring. I remember that part.
That was Hossie.
It was a bat.
Herring. Well, John Cena didn't listen to
it. He made bread out of fish, right?
Is that what he did? Yes.
Loads instead of wine.
He's basically just giving out filet-o fishes.
Oh, Lord.
Filet-o.
Sorry, Paige.
What did John Cena do?
Well, his agents didn't want him to do the Barbie movie because it was beneath him. But you know what? He ignored them and went ahead with Barbie. And his scene is hilarious. He was a... Merman. Yeah, he was a merman, and he was really good at it.
He's pretty shrewd, too, as far as being able to. Well, my agents tell me not to, but I don't think there's any problem with being in the biggest movie of the entire year.
No kidding. I mean, is that the one where TMZ and all these kept posting pictures of him in drag?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Was he in drag in Barbie?
He had long hair.
He was a mermaid.
Not the one where
he was in the high heels.
He had a blonde wig and a mermaid tail. He was a merman.
He didn't have feet, so he didn't have heels on.
Yeah, the Ken version. You know, when they went to the beach and they were all Ken.
Yes, everyone was Ken.
It sucks to be a mermaid. You can't wear a miniskirt.
Uh-uh.
So, you know, that was a great film. And he didn't.
Too much female empowerment.
I didn't see it. I won't.
It was all right.
It was cute.
Well, you're in a relationship now, Jim. I understand.
It's all right.
It's too feminist. But
it's not a compliment. It's all right.
Yeah. Michael Cera was in it, right?
He was Alan.
Yeah, he was.
Hi, I'm Alan.
People like that guy a lot.
Yeah, they loved Alan.
You know, if DeGeneres didn't screw up, been so mean to her staff, I bet you she could have been in that movie.
They had their Barbie. Alan. I had Bo is Afraid. That was my Barbie.
Me and Alan.
Yeah, he fought. He got down with it.
That's
just a movie that I liked a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I hate when I don't have anything to say about something.
It's 3 hours long of Joaquin Phoenix being anxious as hell. It's great.
Oh, okay. So it's like her?
No, it's way better. Way better than her.
It's not like Inherent Vice where he's watching the girl scissor on the floor.
Way better than
that. I tried that joke on my mom talking about that the guitarist her. And she already knew who her was.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be able to do a fun.
Oh, like who's on first?
Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
She's guitars with big hooters, man.
Plays guitar.
Plays guitar, wears like drug glasses.
She knows three chords.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's all she was doing.
She could play in a cover band at a honky tonk.
Some of them.
Usher likes to skate. Did you know that, Matthew? He's a skater.
They remind you of Saturday mornings, Matthew, when Usher was up there. I gave him my ties.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
It's not the same Lil Jon that goes around Robin Hood.
Uh-uh.
Matthews, he owned that Coliseum where Clemson plays their basketball games.
Oh, God. That'd be awesome.
All right, we will take a break. We will come back. We have much more to do, including happy birthdays or suck it. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. And dial
2414318. What an honor that was. You know, I mean,
look, somebody that stature takes a few minutes to call in.
Just a few minutes.
And he was raw too, man. Like he's hitting on Paige. You believe all the stuff now about the grabbing like a bowling ball?
No, that's alleged. God. He just said that he complimented her voice. He didn't say anything that people don't text into her, dudes, all the time. Sometimes they even call in and say, sending ding-a-ling pictures and whatnot.
I haven't gotten those in a while.
Yeah, well, I'll start back. The FOF line.
Send him a fat boy.
Are you having only fans?
We do. God, when y'all were doing it back and forth.
Like, that was so good.
Yeah, that was so good.
I was like, man, I wanted to take a different tangent, but we'll just kind of go and see what happens here. And
you didn't get nervous. You were good.
I felt like he was going to jump in. I'm like, man, if he tries to do it back and forth, he's gonna get me.
Yeah.
He's going to knock me off my horse.
I still contend it was not the real one, but whatever. Either way, I loved it. I won't say otherwise.
We don't know.
Yeah. And I do think that was a deep fake on the other station. 864-241-4318. The FOF line. A shortened edition this week, but there's still plenty of animosity and whatnot out there, right?
Oh, yeah, especially here. Here's some heat. Now, he ain't here.
Oh, God.
But,
God.
You know.
Well, I wanted to, okay.
Look, Nine has made his position known on this gentleman. I think you guys might agree with him. But, look. It's going to be WrestleMania time before you know it. So people were calling about the current state of the product. But this guy has an issue with
The
nine.
Rock?
Yep.
Oh.
So this guy has an issue with nine having an issue with The Rock. Talk about Dewey. Talk about Rocky's boy, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
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 Talk about Flex Cavanna.
But what did Nine say?
Nine says The Rock makes awful movies.
I think so, too.
Okay.
He makes some great ones, but more bad than good.
Plus, I don't remember exactly what Nine said about the current storyline now, but I think people, for the most part, are kind of cold on it.
It's like a Hulk Hogan thing where you're like, it's a power move.
Brother.
Suddenly, you're on the board. Suddenly, they're promoting your football league. They're in it. Suddenly, your daughter becomes the commissioner. Suddenly, your entire family has a job.
You own The Rock, the rights to The Rock now. He owns it.
I think Dodge has that, do they not? Bob Seger, maybe. Who knows? 864. I think Table Rock actually has it. 864.
My God, they should.
241.
Rock City.
4318. This is the FOF line.
Hey, this is P1 Bars and Sixes. I've got a two-part you for today. For the guy who called in talking about Paige needed to change her voice, you. Just because you like for your women to sound like demons on drugs or like they've swallowed the broken pieces of a meth pipe, you. The second part, nine, you, man, for dissing on The Rock. The only thing that I can say about that is that bell that you constantly ring. Turn that sumbitch sideways, shine it up real nice and bright, shove it up your candy ass, and let me ring it with the toe of my boot. Cocaine country dancing. Y'all.
He's putting Paul Coffin on the damn FOF line.
He's cutting a promo. That's how you cut one, buddy.
That guy, he was a promo.
Yeah. You'll have to.
The second FU is for you, Nine.
If you Friday. He's going to have to await Nine's response.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows when that could be? 864-241-4318.
Let's keep the wrestling train going. Here's another comment about from another Rock fan. You might agree with him, you might not.
Let's listen.
I want to talk about Cody Rhodes. Nobody cares about the damn story anymore. Rock versus Roman would have been the perfect WrestleMania main event. But no! Everybody wanted to bitch and complain, saying, we want Cody. You know, The Rock was right. They are the f***ing Cody crybaby. Now we got to listen to f***ing Cody Rhodes for the next f***ing month, bitch and complain about the bloodline. And guess what? He's still not going to finish the f***ing story. The Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania, guess what? We're going to see Cody Rhodes walk into the ring, grab the mic. So what do you want to talk about? I want to talk about how I f***ing dropped the ball again. Get it together, WWE. Rocky, Rocky, Rocky.
I have to agree with that. Like, Cody Rhodes, the whole wrestling Matt rant. Cody Rhodes is still young. He's at the midway through his prime. He's going to have so much more to do. The selling point was going to be Rock versus Roman, but if you watch it, it's very pointed. I feel like I can look at it and go ahead and book it and tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah, but don't you think they never strike when it's hot as far as like an acquisition? Sting should have never lost at Mania. That was one of his biggest fears coming to the company all those years where they're going to take a dump on him. Well, guess what?
They did Dusty and everybody else.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Cody should have went over last year at Mania. He's hot. The momentum was there. Go ahead and do it, man.
Yeah.
You can always give Roman that time off. You could have taken it then.
Just go back and watch the promo when The Rock was back out there, like old Rock in his Gucci shirt and everything, and he says, and he's pointing to the camera, to the crowd, and then as he says the line, and I'm going to make sure that you don't walk out of WrestleMania, the champion, he's not pointing at the camera in the crowd anymore. He's pointing at Roman Reigns. He's got too much. He can't walk around all this publicity he's doing as a heel. And people separate the two, but it's very obvious to see what's going to happen here. One of two things. It's either going to be a tag, which they won't do because that sucks. Nobody wants to see Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth. They hate each other too. Yeah. So it's going to be Rock comes out and you think, oh, God, Cody's story. He's going to get screwed over. And then, he's going to screw over Roman, and he's going to put on that chili pepper necklace. He's the damn tribal chief. He's the tribal chief.
I think I thought the punk angle was a work. I guess he's legit hurt.
Yeah, he is.
But he's going to run out of time to to main event these things.
Yeah. Well, that's karma.
The story can go cold.
I just got a text message from a cousin that
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know, doesn't usually appreciate my work.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on February the 26th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it!
Yeah. Man, not many today. It's kind of light. We'll start with this one, though.
Metro! You know who I despise and I can't really figure out why?
Alex Abrahantes?
Yeah!
Oh, I've heard you say that before.
I cannot.
I picked up on that.
Like,
Well, he didn't really seem to do anything.
He just over...
Yeah, he's over-animated.
Over-animated. That's the best way to say it. It's El Cerro Madero's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I've never seen him without the do-rag and the face paint.
They should be looking into Ricky Banderas. Old Mil Muertes. Get that guy in there.
Yeah.
Big man, old luchador.
I'm going to guess like 36. Judging him with a do-rag and face paint on only.
Yeah.
35?
34.
He's 39 now.
I wanted to say 40.
39 now.
Luchador.
How about
Stream?
A former Indianapolis Colt.
Jeff Saturday.
And a former St. Louis Ram. Super Bowl champion. I assume he's a Hall of Famer. He damn well ought to be.
Vanderjagt.
Number 28.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Edge.
Marshall Faulk.
Oh, Marshall Faulk.
Yeah.
Edge was 32.
Yeah, he
San Diego State.
Marshall Faulk, man, he was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was awesome. He was fun to watch.
I do believe that he was a rookie in the year 93.
Somewhere around there.
Try to get his autograph. He never mailed back.
Oh, sing it, brother. Sing it. I agree.
Mr. Noche.
Tope suicida. Lord, Huevos. Start us off, Fat Boy.
Fuego.
I have no place to start. I'm going to play off you.
Marshall Faulk.
We go 53.
I'm going to go 50.
52.
He's 51 now.
Oh, damn it.
This is Marshall Faulk.
Damn it.
I like this next guy. I don't know if y'all know who he is, but I like him in movies and shows and stuff.
Nepotism. Will Smith?
No.
Jamie Foxx.
His name's Mark Dacascos. He was in a movie called Only the Strong. He used to come on HBO when I was a kid, and it was about the Brazilian martial art of capoeira. And I'd watch the hell out of that movie. And he's also WoFat on Hawaii Five-0. He was the star of the Crow TV show. And he's the host of Iron Chef America. I don't know if y'all know him. I put him out because ain't many birthdays today, and I like him. And this song's cool.
I would say suck it, but I'm afraid I'd catch a hi-ya and a hot plate to the face.
I saw the remake in The Crow with old Skarsgård.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Noah?
The it clown.
Oh, yeah.
Bill.
Yeah, Bill, yeah.
That's Bill.
Noah Skarsgård. It's no one.
No.
I'm thinking of the guy who used to play for the Mets, I think.
Peter? I think of Peter.
I don't know.
Peter Skarsgård. And there's Alexander and Stellan as well.
It's too many.
Yeah.
Which one was a vampire?
I don't know about this guy.
All right. If you don't know him, we skip him.
I have no idea who it is.
Well, he can suck it then.
60.
He is 60. Everyone knows him. You know Mark DeCasco.
I don't really, though. Oh, okay. I was just taking a guess.
Sounds like he could make a good chili cheeseburger.
I bet he could. This next guy, you know.
I need more.
You get more in a sec.
Lionel Richie?
No. He's white.
Dwight?
No, white.
Oh. Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This was his most popular song.
What? Overtime, Love, and Tenderness?
Yeah, man. This one was it. Said I loved you, but I lied. That was the most popular one. I was surprised, too, Fat Boy.
Remember, he kind of started, I don't know he started, but he made it whatever, where guys with long hair would pull their hair back on the sides. And then it was almost like the predecessor to the man bun.
Yeah.
It's just like an extra little ponytail, but then there's long hair, too.
And nothing cures a broken heart like time, love, and tenderness. And into the
night. I remember I was mad at him when he married Nicolette Sheridan. I thought I'd always be that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he married to somebody famous
now? No, I meant him marrying me.
Oh, yeah.
It's never too late.
Yeah, he remarried.
I want to say somebody famous, like super famous.
Oh.
I might have to ask Suri.
Michael Bolton, I'm going to say, is like 66.
65? I think he's older.
71.
He is 71 today.
Dang, is this? He looks good, man.
And, yeah. We'll do a heavenly birthday today.
Be in the 70s.
Actually, all the good ones are heavenly.
We did like four heavenly birthdays on one day.
Today, everybody, like all the best ones are dead. Levi Strauss, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg, Tony Randall, Jackie Gleason.
Harvey Kellogg, was that the brother or the other
crazy
brother?
One.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, because the other one was a dickhead.
And then Fats Domino and this guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Robbing everywhere, man.
This gentleman from Dias, Arkansas.
Love, hey? I wish you were allowed to play Ring of Fire with us.
I hear a train, no spot on this heart. I was on the wrong part. That's why they have the teleprompters on karaoke night.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Cash, are we supposed to guess how old he would have been?
If you want to, yeah. How old would Johnny Cash have been today?
92.
94. 92.
Johnny Cash would have been 92 today.
That's I've been all, to his museum.
Keep my thighs wide open all the time.
June Carter loved when he did that.
Levi Strauss would have been 195 today.
Oh,
Buddy Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Maker of blue jeans.
Yeah. That's all we got.
You know, he did do the test. They made it their logo, but he did the test where he would take a jackass or a donkey on each side, tie it to the sides of the blue jeans, and then he'd,
rip it apart.
No, they couldn't.
They couldn't. That's why you knew there's good blue jeans.
There's good blue jeans.
These blue jeans you buy nowadays, I bet two asses could rip them apart. Oh, hell, one of mine could.
Some of them stretchies, though, might make the damn donkeys come back and hit each other.
Yeah, I like the stretchies.
Stretchies are cool.
Now that they don't have, like, the pleated waistband, the bunched up pleated old person waistband on them, and they look like regular blue jeans, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I had to look, see.
Yeah, I'm wearing them, too.
Pleats were an awful thing. It was like giving relief to your, like, gunt.
Yeah. It used to be if you had, like, any stretch in the waistband, it would be bunched up on the sides. You could tell it had elastic to it. These ones, they just look regular. It's awesome. They're covert.
Yeah, the ones where it's like,
talk about them on radio.
The whole stretch isn't like in the whole pant.
Yeah.
So you don't look like a waffle cone on the side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Not a good look.
Yeah.
You wearing like some brown corduroys and a white shirt, and you look like a vanilla waffle cone.
And it's easy to lie to yourself. Tell yourself you wear a size smaller than you actually do.
Yeah, God. I go a size higher now.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. The older I get, the more I understand why the old men I grew up around, that they couldn't handle tight pants.
I
hated it. It was like painful. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting that. I understand.
I like wearing a belt.
Yeah, I do too.
But if I wear jeans my size, I don't need one. It's stupid, and it's kind of like pointless.
Yeah.
And I don't ever wear my shirt tucked.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Such a weird thing. It's like women who work from home. Are you wearing bras?
Probably not.
Ah, conflicting answers. What's up? Do that tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow morning.
We'll get into that argument tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow morning, as well as a brand new Truth and Consequences.
Yes, sir. Truth and Consequences.
That's gonna be one we're still tying up loose ends on, but it's gonna happen.
Yes, it is.
If it doesn't,
you'll kiss his ass, or you'll be a monkey's uncle.
He'll pay it forward, and then I'd have to kiss yours.
Yep, that's true.
So, really, if I had my druthers.
Oh, Uno Twister.
Which one would you want to kiss?
I know how the flu ends. We all know how the flu ends.
Yeah, it ended rough.
Yeah. I'd pick you, fat boy.
This one's about to start rough here soon.
Okay, well, then, Paige, you're my choice now.
Third choice.
I'm going to tie a microphone to your face.
How's it feel to me?
You go to like a mule with a trough right in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You can get today's podcast. Text the word podcast to 72341. That's the TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard message and data rates apply. We'll mount Paige's microphone like she plays harmonica and guitar at the same time.
Oh, with one of those, those little braces.
Yeah.
I don't know why I started singing like Bob Dylan, but that's what I was thinking of. All right, we're going to put a fork in this. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands and tickle it, guys. It is good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.